Hello there again. In the last of the playlist series on Atheism Unmasked, I spoke of repentance and faith as the way of responding to God, but I didn't really explain what you have to do, how to repent and believe. So in this brief video, let me show you how to become a Christian, that is how to repent and believe. But the first lesson you need to learn about how to become a Christian is that you can't. Because becoming a Christian is not something you do, it's something that God does to you and in you. But when I say that, you might want to say, well, what if God doesn't want to make me a Christian? Or how will I know that he has made me one? Or am I supposed to just sit passively and wait in hope? No, we're not faithless Christians. We respond appropriately to God, and the appropriate response is prayer. We ask God what we want. And so here is a prayer. I'll put it up on the whiteboard. Here's a prayer about how you ask God for in repentance and in faith. Dear God, I know I'm not worthy to be accepted by you. I don't deserve your gift of eternal life. I'm guilty of rebelling against you and ignoring you. I need forgiveness. Thank you for sending your son to die for me that I may be forgiven. Thank you that he rose from the dead to give me new life. Please forgive me and change me that I may live with Jesus as my ruler. There's a brief prayer, but it's a little long. So let me just unpack it for a few moments so that we can see what it is we're actually asking. There are three paragraphs, so we'll take them in turn. The first paragraph, you'll notice, is all about I'm not worthy to be accepted. I am not. I am. The second paragraph is about you. That is, it's addressing God as you. And the third paragraph is about me. See how we start with the first one? All these negatives of I. I'm not worthy. I don't deserve. I am guilty. I need forgiveness. It's what the Bible teaches about me, that I need God's forgiveness for rejecting him, rebelling against him, and for ignoring him, just turning my back on him. The second paragraph uses the word you because we're actually talking to God and we thank him for what he has done in Christ Jesus. Thank you for sending your son to die for me that I may be forgiven. Thank you that he rose from the dead to give me new life. We thank God that by Jesus' death, rebellion has been paid for. Forgiveness is available. But more, we thank God that by Jesus' resurrection, new life is available, for the risen Lord Jesus sends his spirit to bring us a fresh start, a new heart, a new life. The third paragraph is actually the prayer of the prayer. For here we ask God for what we want and what we need. Please forgive me and change me that I may live with Jesus as my ruler. Amen. You see, we need forgiveness. And Jesus died to bring forgiveness. We need a new life, a new way of living, and Jesus has risen to give new life. So we ask for forgiveness, please forgive me, and for change. Change me to live with Jesus as ruler. Notice we've also reintroduced the word I in that last line, for with Jesus bringing me new life, I now come to life again, but now I live not for myself, but from him, for him as my new master and Lord. The logic of the prayer matches the logic of the gospel. First paragraph, I need forgiveness. Second paragraph, Jesus died to bring me forgiveness. Third paragraph is to ask for forgiveness. In fact, I ask for two things. I need two things Jesus has brought. I ask for forgiveness and I ask for a new life. And will saying this prayer make me a Christian? No, I'm sorry, that's not the case. I mean, we could teach our parrot to say the prayer. It wouldn't make him a Christian parrot. Only God can make a Christian. But if you genuinely ask God for forgiveness and a new life, you're asking him for the very things he sent his son into the world to bring us. And he's promised to hear the prayers of those who come in Jesus' name. So we can trust God to graciously give us those things for which his son died and rose again. But you say, oh, but Philip, you don't know me. I've done terrible things that really would exclude me from God's kingdom. That's great news, because Jesus' death is even more terrible than anything you've done and covers all the sins of whatever it is anybody can be done. And far better that you feel that weight of unworthiness than the many people who say, well, that's easy. I could pray that prayer, but okay, I don't need much forgiveness because basically I'm a good person. They're the ones who don't thank God for Jesus' death and resurrection and don't genuinely pray for change because they're satisfied with themselves. So what of you? Do you know of your need of forgiveness? Do you want the change in your life? Do you know of Jesus' death and resurrection? Then why not join with me in asking for God's mercy and change? Let's put the prayer up again. And I'll pray it out loud this time and invite you to pray it in the quietness of your own heart. Or if you like, pray it out loud to God yourself, just as I pray. Let's pray. Dear God, I know I'm not worthy to be accepted by you. I don't deserve your gift of eternal life. I am guilty of rebelling against you and ignoring you. I need forgiveness. Thank you for sending your son to die for me, that I may be forgiven. Thank you that he rose from the dead to give me new life. Please forgive me and change me, that I may live with Jesus as my ruler. Amen. And my friends, if that is your prayer, you will be forgiven, because Jesus died to bring you forgiveness. And you will be changed, because Jesus isn't dead. He's alive and he's ruling the world and will send his blessing upon you. And so may God bless you in Jesus Christ as you turn to God in his name.